This week, the United Nations is appealing for more help for refugees from Sudan. Having fled a civil war, many are across the border in Chad, creating what's described as the worst humanitarian crisis in the world right now. We've called Dr. Jennifer Leaning, who has just returned from 2 weeks in those camps. She is a professor of international health at Harvard University and a board member of Physicians for Human Rights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you pull back the lens a bit here? When we say it's a refugee camp, what does it look like?
The 200,000 refugees are scattered along the vast border of eastern Chad with Darfur, which is western Sudan. And the northern stretch of this border is really rocky desert that has no built infrastructure on it. Eastern Chad has never been developed. There's no running water, no electricity, no roads, very few airstrips. The sandstorms cover the airstrips that exist. It is a very bleak, hot, and almost impossible place to mount a humanitarian response from.
People are living in tents or just lying on the ground or what?
They are living in twig-based enclosures that they have self-built when they arrived across the border. There's very little tree cover here because it's a very dry and sparse brush. The winds sweep through these twigs. To the extent that the UNHCR has reached some of the people, there are some tents and some tarps. But in terms of shelter, there is very little to protect people from the sand, the heat. And the 200,000 people, about 100,000 are in camps that the UN and the NGOs have managed to help build 30, 40 kilometers from the border. But the other 100,000 are still along the border relying on the charity of the desperately poor Chad population and subject to attacks and harassment from these Sudanese armed militias, the Janjaweed. The problem of getting food and water to them and then even more remotely medical care is baffling the humanitarian community at the moment. There is not enough help getting there. It needs to be speeded up rapidly. And when I say rapidly, I'm talking about in the next 2 weeks.
Why are the next 2 weeks so important?
The rains are moving from the southern part of Chad into the north. And if the rains hit people on the border, the international community will find it impossible to reach them because the very primitive minimal roads that do exist will be overrun by floods and deep gullies and wide swaths of temporary water called the wadis. And the capacity to mount a supply chain will be interrupted.
Dr. Leaning, when you spent just 2 weeks in these camps, what happened to you?
Well, in the first foray to the southern area, we basically just endured the heat and the discomfort and the very primitive living conditions. In the northern part, in the very hot desert swept by sandstorms, I became ill, and although I don't want to dwell on the personal circumstances, what it did drive home to me was how very difficult it is to survive in these conditions without any of the supports of water, food, capacity to get out of the sandstorm, and to be provided with medical care if you did get ill. You know, I was a Westerner. The very under-resourced and hard-pressed humanitarian community that was there moved heaven and earth to help me and to get me out of that area, which was very, very helpful and to some extent life-saving. But that underscores the dire straits that the refugee population is in. Those supports are not robust enough to help all of them, and many of them are going to succumb to the same issues that hit me. They're tougher. They're acclimated, but still absence of water, disease, not enough food, and no medical care is going to wind up driving a large number of these vulnerable people into states of despair and death.
We've been talking with Dr. Jennifer Leaning, who is back in Cambridge, Massachusetts, after spending 2 weeks in the refugee camps outside of Sudan along the border with Chad. Thanks very much.
Thank you.